Our story today called Get Up and Try Again by Martin Melosi. Though he would later be acclaimed as one of the greatest inventors of history, Thomas Edison's school career lasted just 3 months. The teacher believed he was incapable of learning anything and sent him home. Edison's mother taught him, and he was on his way to a lifetime of overcoming what seemed to be insurmountable obstacles. Among his most famous inventions, the commercial incandescent light bulb, phonograph, the fluoroscope, most of his inventions required months, if not years, of dedication to overcoming obstacles before seeing any results. In a 1921 interview, Edison described his persistence this way. After we had conducted thousands of experiments on a certain project without solving the problem, one of my associates, after we had conducted the crowning experiment and it had proved a failure, expressed discouragement and disgust over our having failed to find out anything. I cheerily assured him that we had learned something, but we had learned for certainty the thing couldn't be done that way and that we'd have to try some other way. Very few things of lasting significance and value are achieved without overcoming serious obstacles. The story of almost every overnight success is actually the story of someone continuing to persevere in the face of great difficulty and disappointments. From Isaiah 40:31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.